Having regained Madrid in a swift, well-orchestrated campaign in November and December of 1808, Napoleon might well have wished to rest his weary forces and prepare for a new campaign in the spring. By this time, however, a British expedition under Sir John Moore had advanced from Lisbon with plans to unite with another British army under David Baird in the vicinity of Valladolid. Thus, within 3 weeks of his arrival in Madrid, Napoleon was compelled to resume operations in an effort to crush the forces of his inveterate enemy, England. Meanwhile, determined to strike at the French rear, in December of 1808, Moore advanced upon Burgos. Reports of Napoleon's near approach quickly sent him racing for the coast, however, and soon both armies were struggling to cross the Cantabrian Mountains amid deep winter snows. Reaching Coruña on the 11th of January, 1809, Moore was forced to wait another 3 days for the arrival of British transports, by which time Marshal Soult had arrived outside the city. In heavy fighting on the 15th, Moore himself was killed, but the bulk of his army was embarked and taken off to safety. By this time, Napoleon had been compelled to return to Valladolid by reports of various intrigues within the government in Paris, and by the end of January, he was on his way back to the French capital to reassert control. Disgusted by the guerrilla-style warfare in Spain, he would not return, and despite the best efforts of his marshals, the open wound that was Spain would continue to weaken his empire.